With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Next year that are probably going to be fired, you know, and does he wait it out? You know, look, South Carolina, in my opinion, it's not the best job out there. You got Clemson right there. You got a lot of people vying for those recruits. There's not, you know, it's not historically a great program. So, look, I'm not criticizing South Carolina. If you're a South Carolina fan, sorry. So that's the question to me is, will he want to wait and be a little pickier about where he wants? Because I think at some point he'll be able to write his own ticket.
And then last thing, I was actually watching for some reason the Michigan-Rutgers game, and it honestly felt like if that game had fans and it was at the Big House, they should have stormed the field. I mean, that's how miraculous it felt for Michigan to pull off that victory. Can Jim Harbaugh get Michigan where it needs to be, or where, you know, he thinks he would have taken it when he took the job?
Well, first of all, the fact that you're watching Michigan-Rutgers, it must have been a pretty slow weekend for you. That was
sad. I don't really know.
Those are dark days.
Yes.
I mean,
dark. I need to look in the mirror.
That's a bad game. You need to do some self-reflection.
Yes.
If you're locked in the Big Ten Network, they're hanging on every thread. I'm not sure Michigan will get a coach that's better than Jim Harbaugh, if I'm being honest. I'm not sure who's out there right now. But the problem with that is that there comes a point where a team just kind of checks out, and that to me is what I'm seeing from Michigan. They look very disinterested and unplugged with everything going on. So, power Michigan fan, I don't necessarily think they're going to find a coach a whole lot better than Harbaugh. But my concern is just that the players right now are not buying it, and that becomes a major issue. And I mean, look, obviously it's not like they've recruited like top five every year, but they've recruited well enough to be able to blow the doors off of Rutgers, and they had to battle to find a way to get a win here. So, yeah, I think it's dark times, and I expect they'll move on at some point again, just because of the way the team is looking right now. They look like they've checked out and given up on Harbaugh.
It's never a dark call when you're on it, man. I mean, you are. It is absolutely. You really light up the broadcast when you're on it, man. So we appreciate.
Love your stuff,
Barrett.
Thanks, Barrett.
Man.
I appreciate it.
Thanks,
buddy. I had Colts Packers, so that was a good one. I at least got to finish off my week
there
with a good game.
You're moving up, man. We knew you would. It was only a matter of time. Thanks, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yes.
He is Barrett Jones, also calling NFL games.
Colts Packers.
Yeah, he is.
Nice.
You know, we predicted this when we got the show, because I mean, from the first time Barrett came on, the guy knows football, and he's great. So
give him a road unit, and here you go.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Old Exxon Valdez. The spill.
Yes, that's exactly
Austin,
right.
Austin, didn't he?
Yes. He always.
Man, Aaron was ready to do it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Valdez screwed him, and the Packers.
Brutal.
You got to give credit to the Colts.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 points in the second half after getting lit up.
And that
was a heck of a game to be on, because it was all one-sided at one point. Yep.
Don't blame
Rodgers. And it
turned
all the way around.
And that's pretty much what keeps the weekend from being just a full-blown celebration for the Titans.
Right.
That the Colts
kept pace.
Won that game.
Stayed up.
Sets up a monster.
And you have the Packers if you're the Titans. That's not a good development. So anyway, we will come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Guys, FanDuel Sportsbook is legal in Tennessee. They got the best way to get involved. You can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. That's right, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you get it. You keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet back. That's up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at it. Tonight, you've got the Rams versus the Buccaneers. Bucks are 4.5-point favorites. Can get former Tiger Darrell Henderson as an anytime touchdown scorer, plus 160 over at FanDuel. Now, he's got four rushing TDs on the season. I believe another receiving TD might not be a bad bet. And, again, if you don't hit it, you get it back to go again. With FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets, just the beginning. They've got a simple app that I love to use, live betting on every game, and fun bet types such as same-game parlays, which I'm trying to master, where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Again, I don't know about y'all, but I certainly had some winnings off those Tennessee Vols. They covered because the line was 126.5 with the spread the love bet. That's the way FanDuel does it. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with the promo code JSmith so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook. Again, promo code JSmith. Get in on all the fun. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
Howie, can we count on the Robert Irwin Jewelers Black Friday sale with free gifts this weekend?
Of course. Starting with a purchase of $199 or more, you're going to get great gifts like the Amazon Echo or the Fire Stick or even Apple AirPods.
Doorbusters?
3/4-carat Halo engagement rings, $899, or 2-carat diamond fashion bands for $19.99.
Early bird special?
Yeah, with any purchase, free heart-shaped pendant and earring set while supplies last. Free financing, bigger, brighter diamonds, Robert Irwin Jewelers, 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
So you're watching the game and you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee. You can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. So you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with the promo code JSmith so they know that we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code JSmith. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Has this ever happened to you? I wasn't feeling so great, so I searched my symptoms on Google, and now I'm being followed by really uncomfortable ads. I hate feeling like my personal information is being bought and sold. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Looking for a new ride to celebrate the end of 2020? We got it at Gossett Kia's holiday sales event. Command the season and you'll find what you want, need, and love at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. 2020 Kia Forte, $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K5, $189 per month lease. All 36 months, $3149 due at signing. And don't miss 2020 Kia K900. We Gossett at $10,000 off MSRP. You want it, we Gossett at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. As for Bobby J, he'll put you in a new Kia today.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte, LE242174, MSRP 20,505, Soul, M7755682, MSRP 20,315, K5, MG00319, MSRP 25725, K900, MSRP 6510, L602690, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit offer valid through 11/30/2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Every day around around this time we do the rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Sorry, had a little bit of phlegm there when I went to talk. I apologize for that inconvenience. Thanks, management. College basketball, man. College basketball is getting off to a rough start. Because if you just take what's happened in the last hour, right, the last 2 hours, Ole Miss has had to cancel their games up until December 5th. That includes the University of Memphis matchup. They cannot come back to their facility and work out again until December 7th. That's a long time. I believe Kermit Davis tested positive for COVID-19.
We're all certainly hoping he comes out all right. It's not, you can't just assume that.
That's correct. That is exactly right. The news that just came across now, Rick Barnes has tested positive for COVID-19. Phil Fulmer got it last week. And now Rick Barnes and Tennessee have unfortunately got to shut their program down for 2 weeks. That's going to also cancel games there for Tennessee. So you are just seeing Duke had to have, you know, their season opener postponed. And look, man, I get it, man. This is not a sexy, thing to discuss. You know, it's tough.
It's about to affect your college basketball here in a week. I mean,
right.
It's not just
it's 2 days.
Your team's probably not going to start its season in a lot of these cases.
And Rick Pitino just tweeted, I'll say it again to anyone who will listen, push the season back to March.
That should have been his big thing.
And then have May Madness. Give the vaccine a chance in the best interest of all involved. And what I would say to Rick is that my partner here.
Yeah. Weird when Rick Pitino is the voice of reason.
My partner here.
Remember when he was helping us get to the Big East, though?
Yes, he was a nice man.
He's the voice of reason then.
And he did it. He got him. He got Memphis there. He got Memphis.
Got him to something, yeah.
It became the AAC.
And they stayed around 1 year, yes. Louisville, before they got on.
Will you give the vaccine a chance?
I think the pushing it back thing makes sense. You're just too close now. If you're going to push back, should have done this weeks ago. You're now too close to the 100%. Start. Your teams have started up. It's a go in terms of the NCAA. You're too close to push it back now,
right.
But you should have done that.
Or bubbled up or something, you know.
Just all conference or whatever you're going to do. But
yep.
Yeah, you're in the situation now where these teams are chomping at the bit and the players want to go. And I know that's a part of it for Memphis and for Penny. Those guys have been working for this for weeks now and have wanted to, and that's part of the big reason you want to go. You want to let those guys, you know, sort of let them run, let those dogs run. And so I get all that, but I just hope that you're doing that as safely as possible because, like we said, unlike college football, it only takes one. Shut you down for
Josh
weeks.
Pastner's not even letting his team make contact with each other during practice.
Yeah, I don't even know why what they're getting done in practice other than just some general shooting drills.
Yeah.
That they just become drills.
That's awful.
Yeah, no contact, all that.
It's not necessarily because, my guys are going to get the virus. It's that he doesn't want to have, you know, three or four players pulled for contact tracing. You know, but if you can't make contact during practice, how are you practicing?
Are you getting better?
Basketball is a contact sport, Jason.
Yeah, but hasn't he already kind of locked in with his recruiting there at Georgia Tech or whatever else and made it through the stuff he's made it through? And he kind of locked in for life.
He's like Goskowski there.
They're calling him the COVID cop down there in Atlanta.
Oh, really? He takes it seriously.
Uh-huh.
Good.
And you remember Josh fancied himself as a protector during his day, that he would have been a cop if he hadn't been a coach.
Yes, exactly. So college basketball is just going to have a tough road to hoe, Jason. It just is. Now, Tom Hart tweeted, college basketball ain't happening. Tom Hart's wrong.
It's happening.
Yeah.
It's going to start. It's going to finish. We don't know what the middle is going to look like.
And then listen.
I mean, a lot of stopping, starting.
You can sit here. We can have the moral conversation, if you'd like, about should we be playing sports in the midst of a pandemic, but that train left the station a long time ago. COVID didn't shut down anything in terms of sports. It put it on pause, but nobody decided not to play as a league because why? Because of the financial ramifications of not playing a season. And that's the same goes for college basketball. They have to get that revenue from March Madness, Jason. I mean, they don't have a choice because they didn't get it last year. And it's a billion-dollar deal. I mean, you make $1 billion now, and this all goes back to the kids don't get it, whatever. I'm not here to litigate that today, Jason, but they have to get the money. So they're going to play. That's the bottom line.
I just thought at these times, leadership is critical. And even in college football, where they lack that sort of czar figure,
yep.
that, you know, some of these commissioners have still done a pretty good job.
Yep.
You know, Sankey's done a good job.
Yep.
Right. And so you've looked to them to sort of lead you through this. You don't have that in college basketball. It's supposed to be the NCAA. And yet here we are a couple of days before the Tigers are set to tip off. And it's like, what do we know? All we know is that this school's canceling, this one's canceling. We don't know how many games are going to be played. The Tigers just got their schedule literally posted.
Yep.
Like in typical years, you're going to have this, you know, months in advance up. People know. It's just it's so let's wait and let's see what happens and then deal with it, rather than it felt like college yep. basketball had a lot more time.
Yep,
and the time probably should have told you, let's push back. Because, again, to John's point, yes, we know there's got to be a March Madness. You don't miss out on those revenue for two straight years, but there's nothing that says you can't push back. It's difficult. There are television contracts. There's space that's got to be filled, but it can get done to that point. And especially now in a time where you're getting all this vaccine news, it would be nice to maybe if you could buy some time and sort of intersect with that maybe towards the end. But it just feels like the NCAA's pushed you to this point that, hey, ready or not, here we go. And again, it's just like with many of our things and planning through this thing, you wondered if it had to be like this. Would have been nice to have a little bit more of a plan.
Yeah, and they clearly just
you play some non-conference if you want. Y'all go conference. You know, there's just nothing. Everybody's kind of feels like out on their own to get this thing done. Like we said, all it takes is one, and you're shut down. So, ready or not, here we go.
Well, because here's the thing. I remember back in like August and September, everybody was just praising Dan Gavitt. Dan Gavitt even said, we're going to have a plan B, C, and D.
They had time.
Well, what's the great big plan?
Seemed like there was only plan A. We're going to start. We're going to finish. Where's the B, C, and D? Now you got all these schools saying they're going to shut down. Games aren't getting postponed. They're getting canceled. And so, again, I don't see the plan B or C. We'll see. But they've certainly had enough time to put together one.
Yep. So, anyway, that's the latest with college basketball. Memphis allegedly is going to tip off on Wednesday against Northern Iowa?
St. Mary's.
St. Mary's, sorry. I mean, I don't even know who they're playing.
No, and you've got reason to, because they keep switching the bracket around. West Virginia no longer in the second game.
Is West Virginia still in the field?
Yes, they're on the other side of the bracket with a chance to face them in the final.
Yes.
If you beat St. Mary's, you've got the Western Kentucky Northern Iowa winner now.
I mean, they are flying into, like, ground zero for this thing. You know, like they're like I don't know if there's like a movie scene that you know that would be a good reference here, but you know that's probably more in your wheelhouse. But like I mean, just you're flying into the eye of the storm right now, man.
Well, it seems like that's every movie Dwayne Johnson does. You can't name a few rock movies.
You know, like Skyscraper, man.
Was telling this weekend
San Andreas
on the Superbox. There's an entire Dwayne Johnson 24/7 channel.
High ratings.
It's one of the features I hadn't told y'all about.
High ratings, and I'm now going to go buy one.
They've got an all Denzel channel, okay. An all Arnold Schwarzenegger channel.
Man, that thing.
I mean, 24/7, where it's just
that
their movies, back to back to back.
Gotta be.
They've got an all Dwayne Johnson channel.
I mean,
what's the movie with the little girl where he actually tries to do the Denzel one-tier thing?
The Game Plan, right?
Some of his best acting.
Yeah, San Andreas was the movie where there was an earthquake.
I remember that one.
And he had to. The problem with a movie about earthquakes, though, is that you cannot see earthquakes. They just happen, and the buildings start falling. You know? It's not like a tornado.
Yeah, but a lot of times you've had some tremors beforehand, so you got an idea that it's coming, John.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of sexy disasters for movies, earthquake probably at the bottom.
Where does the one with the little girl, again, it was the one that was on, and I don't want to get too far sidetracked, but I want to know, where does that one stack up in terms of his greatest? Had Morris Chestnut, was the receiver he should have thrown it to? Yeah. The little girl's crying. He's crying.
The Game Plan was definitely one of his worst. Nothing was as – the worst is Tooth Fairy. That's the one we don't talk about in our household. Okay?
It's embarrassing.
Yes.
Okay.
That was when he was just trying to get his career off the ground.
See, Arnold didn't have many of them. Ones where you look back.
Dude, he did Jingle All the Way. Come on.
Yeah.
He did Jingle All the Way.
Twins was still cute, though. You know the one, Danny DeVito? Some are saying Jingle All the Way is the worst. That's not as bad as some of these rock. Not as bad as the Game Plan.
Arnold had some bad ones. He had some stinkers in there.
Not very many.
Well, how many you think that you
not where you look back on it and you cringe and you say, man, I wish I hadn't done that one.
You think every movie The Rock makes sucks. That's what you think.
They're mostly the same thing. He's going into the eye of the storm.
Oh, don't act like Arnold is some versatile actor here. He has one line in every movie. Okay?
Again, Arnold had to learn the language.
Oh, so now we're going great on a curve because Arnold Schwarzenegger's not from
the United States.
He's
been a governor.
States.
Rock still got to get that accomplished.
Dude, the Rock's going to be the president one day.
Yeah, still got to work on that.
And depending on which party he runs on, he's going to get your vote.
Okay, enough about the Rock.
Next story.
De'Anthony Melton has re-signed with the Grizzlies. How about that? $35 million deal over 4 years. Saw a little bit of, I guess I'll take him at that price. What are y'all talking about? No, you wanted De'Anthony back, and it ain't like you're paying it.
Exactly.
Robin Parra is.
Yep.
And frankly, that's a solid deal for De'Anthony Melton. I know he wasn't the same in the bubble. We got to say, he couldn't make a shot.
No, he was not good.
And it seemed like a confidence thing.
Yep.
And part of that is just getting that back. But we know he is. He does everything for the Grizzlies, made a lot of sense, and you want to bring back your own. De'Anthony Melton certainly deserved it. There was a little bit more news for the Grizzlies. It was all their own guys. Conchar got his, signed four-year deal worth $9 million. Adds a little bit of depth there. They obviously love him in that locker room. And then Jontay Porter, three-year deal for $6 million as well. Josh Jackson, bye-bye. He gone?
He's gone.
I know you'll cry a tear.
Didn't he? I think he signed somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Detroit.
He's no longer in the fold. He is now a Piston, and I think most of us are fine with that. Probably saw the writing on the wall with Josh, especially once you decide on these other guys. And who were you gonna go sign? You had the mid-level exception. There wasn't much you could do. You had your own guys in house you want to take care of. So we like the moves. It was the right moves. You dealt house with your guys that deserve to get.
It's totally the Grizzlies' way, right? It's unsexy. It's not spectacular. But it's going to work. It's going to be good. They're going to be good. We know De'Anthony Melton is a good role player. I mean, that's a great contract for what we know De'Anthony can be.
Which is both ends.
Yeah, exactly. So
two-way guy.
It's not going to be – like, nobody's going to write home about it. Oh, the Grizzlies won this offseason. They re-signed De'Anthony Melton. But continuity is important. He's a guy who, has helped the Grizzlies already, knows his role. That's important. And they're just trying to build something, right? That's one of those sort of foundational pieces. De'Anthony's one of those foundational pieces. You're trying to build something. You keep him around. It's like you said, it's not my money, so I don't really care. It seems favorable enough to me.
Yeah, I remember people doing that about when Jonas signed his deal. Oh, a little bit too much. Look at how that's played out and how good he's been for that team in the middle. You're worrying about $1 or $2 million didn't quite match what you had set to the side for. But, again, you had it set to the side like you're paying the money. It's fine. And De'Anthony had certainly earned it, and you're hoping he gets that confidence, again, more so on the offensive end, back for this season. Because, again, when De'Anthony's got it rolling, he is a benefit to you on both ends of the floor. We know Ja loves him as well. That's always a good thing. Have your best guy on the team. Want him on the team. So I think it's a plus. Grizzlies sign up that depth and keep it in-house.
Yep.
Next story.
Jason, it is time we pay our respects. It is time that we honor and salute The Undertaker on a long-ass WWE career that we're being told is over, but you never know in wrestling, do you? How many times has The Undertaker retired before it's happened? I feel like every WrestleMania he leaves a tat in the ring and he just comes back. But, you know, and I know this was not, The Undertaker was not somebody who was important to you. You know, somebody who was important to you.
Yeah, was this necessary? Like, haven't we retired him off before?
Well, this one seems final, you know. Hulk Hogan was important to you. Arnold Schwarzenegger was important to you. So when Arnold stepped away from the game, that had an impact on you. The Undertaker for me, though, I mean, and for anybody that's my age that grew up on the Attitude Era, he's one of the faces, right? He's one of the faces of that time. And we've lost so much already in 2020. And this was the latest. We actually do have his final goodbye, Jason. His final, what he's telling us is his retirement promo. We'll get your thoughts after this.
My time has come. To let
what?
The Undertaker rest in peace.
So there you have it. I believe that was Survivor Series last night, which, if I'm not mistaken, was the same pay-per-view he debuted on 30 years ago. The Undertaker, calling it a career, Jason.
Oh, I wish that had been a speech from Mark Gasol.
Wow.
And yet, it won't be.
No.
he's signing with the Lakers. And wasn't that a team that I said, you know what, I could see him doing a 1 year with them and sort of just hanging around, and then it's appeared in 29 games. But I'm not going to hate. I'm not going to do that. Good for Mark Gasol signing with, like, that's what I thought about when The Undertaker said, calling it a great career. When putting it, I thought about Mark.
Dude, what? Mark Gasol is coming to, he is staying in the NBA.
One more year.
Just for you. He is doing it just for you. Now
he's doing it for the money.
I prematurely retired him because we were told he was going to FIBA. Weren't we told that like a few months ago?
Well, he was considering.
Yeah. But The Undertaker really is. He really is apparently retiring after 30 years. Where would you put him? Would he be on your Mount Rushmore of wrestlers?
Yeah, probably not. Okay. Again, like you said, kind of after my time when it comes to wrestling, in terms of the time I was really tuned in and invested.
Well, I mean, you think about The Undertaker and Kane. You know, that gimmick was legendary, iconic. You know, the Brothers of Destruction. You got The Rock, Stone Cold, Triple H. I mean, those are sort of the that's the group he's in. You know, he's a true legend. He's calling it a career, and you know, maybe he can go meet with the Pope now. You know, like all the other NBA players are doing. Maybe he can go. Is Mark meeting with the Pope? Is he one of those five?
I don't think so. Not yet.
Okay.
get two titles.
You're leaving room.
Unless I'm not going to hate on him. He's going to probably get a free ring this year.
Yes, exactly.
I'm happy for Mark. I think we all clearly are happy for Mark.
Indeed. All right. We will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason Fitz is going to join us. We will talk to him about the NFL weekend, talk to him a little bit about the Gordon Hayward deal and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Guys, FanDuel Sportsbook is the place to be because it's a place where you can do a risk-free bet up to $1,000 back if you don't win. That's right. No strings. It's the best. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you're going to keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet that's up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit so you can try for it again. Nobody else has got this offer. Tonight you got the Rams, Buccaneers, obviously, on Monday Night Football. Bucks, a 4.5-point favorite. Saw over on FanDuel, you can get former Tiger Darrell Henderson as an anytime touchdown scorer in that game at +160. That's over at FanDuel. He's got 5 touchdowns on the season. 4 touchdowns rushing, 1 receiving might not be a bad bet. And again, if Darrell Henderson doesn't come through for you tonight, you get a chance to go again with the risk-free bet. And generous risk-free bets are just the beginning over at FanDuel. They've got a simple, easy-to-use app, live betting on every game, and fun bet types such as same-game parlays where you're combining multiple bets into one game into a single parlay. Once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, you're going to get those winnings in as little as 24 hours. We did it over the weekend with the Spread the Love Tennessee bet. Line ended at 126.5. Keep those Spread the Love bets coming, FanDuel. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with the promo code JSmith so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code JSmith. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
This Black Friday weekend, get to Robert Irwin Jewelers where you're going to get great gifts with purchase like Amazon Echoes or Fire Sticks or even Apple AirPods. Huge sale going on at Robert Irwin Jewelers this Black Friday weekend. 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
Mitchell's Breakfast Burritos is the newest breakfast spot in West Memphis. It's delicious. They're located at 106 Thompson Avenue in West Memphis, just off Broadway.
And they're serving gourmet breakfast burritos, delicious wraps, sandwiches, robust salads. I'm telling you, food to die for.
Yep, all you gotta do is give them a call, 870-629-5005 to place an order, or you can walk in or order on DoorDash.
And like their social media pages as well on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Visit Mitchell'sEateries.com.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, 0 security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, LE242174, MSRP 20,505, sold M77-55682, MSRP 20,315, K5, MG00-3199, MSRP 25725, K900, MSRP 65610, L602697, L602122, includes all rebates in this NSPF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit offer valid through 11/30/2020. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer.
It's time for the Kia holiday sales event and time to command the season in your new ride from Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. 2020 Kia Forte, just $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, only $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K5, only $189 a month lease. And they're all 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. And don't miss the 2020 Kia K900 we got at $10,000 off MSRP. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars. feel like I'm being haunted by a pair of headphones. Everywhere I go is a creepy ad for headphones I looked at one time. I hate feeling like I'm being watched. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-262-7044. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-262-7044 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-262-7044 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-262-7044.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Jason Fitz is one half of Spain and Fitz. Catch him on tons of different digital shows over at ESPN. And in the Cheez-Its commercials. Like, you got to check out the Cheez-Its commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Fitz joins us now. Fitz, what's up, man?
Man, just living that dream after a packed Sunday full of a lot of good football games. I mean, let's say at least close football games throughout the course of the day. So it was a fun Sunday to watch.
You just sound so chipper. And I'm trying to figure out how. How do you sound so chipper after what happened? Listen. Yes, there is a part of you that just much like when Tom Brady gets the ball back at the peak of his career and he had time on the clock, you kind of were resigned to your fate. But it happened last night, and it still hurts, Fitz. It still hurts, even though we know it was coming.
I said going into the game last night that if the Raiders had to punt the ball twice in the game, they would lose. And I stood by that the entire time. I knew that defense wasn't going to be able to stop him. And what happened last night is simple. The best player in the NFL is on the best team in the NFL, and they went out and looked like it on the last drive when they absolutely needed to. So the best player rose up and did what he does. And, you know, I think that there are moments where, of course, it's maddening and frustrating as fans. We all look at it. But, if getting beat by amazing playmaking by Patrick Mahomes is defeating, then we're all going to feel defeated over the course of the next several years because, you know, he is clearly, in my mind, the MVP this year. He could be the MVP every year. He's the best player in the league right now, and I think he's going to go down as the best player in the league in his generation. So, you know, this is just what it's going to be about. You can't leave the game in his hands, and that's what the Raiders did. And, you know, the other side of it, though, is that nobody this year or this calendar year has played the Chiefs tougher than the Raiders. So, you know, they got to regroup and get back on right now, but they're 6-4 and have a real shot at the playoffs. So.
I will say for you guys, Derek Carr, masterful in the two games. I just thought was fantastic. And at a point where maybe a while back, as Raiders fans, I know my guy John was doing, you were questioning whether or not you had the right guy on the big contract. There's a lot of those situations, Fitzy, where you're saying, man, do we have the right guy? Look at Philadelphia. You guys must be feeling, if you guys get that Carr the rest of the way, if Gruden gets him the next couple of years, I like your chances, even in a West with Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I got mocked a lot, frankly, this summer for laughing at everybody that said that Derek Carr was going to be replaced by Marcus. And I got laughed at a lot, you know, for saying, hey, I think Carr's going to be the future of the Raiders for the next several years because you can see this coming. I mean, Carr has gotten better every year in this offense. And, yeah, does he have a shortcoming? Sure. But if you're Gruden, do you think you can win with him? Heck, yeah. And the other part of it is he's a value. Now, I mean, his contract next year is only for $22 million. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they'll have the opportunity. And, you know, the other side of it is the Raiders have been in position to pick a different quarterback several times, and they haven't. And that has to tell you something. So did they give themselves an insurance policy? Of course they did with Marcus. But realistically, the way Carr's playing, I mean, by the end of the year, the Raiders are going to be, I think, an 11-win football team. an 11-win football team with a quarterback that's putting up video game numbers. Like, he's going to be mentioned in the MVP conversation by the end of the year simply because of the numbers and the wins. And then they're going to be looking at, do they lock him up for more years? And that's going to drive some fans crazy. I don't get the Carr hate. Like, he may not be Mahomes, but nobody is. He's still very good.
That was an absolutely brutal loss for Baltimore. Now, they do have one of the easiest schedules remaining in the NFL. I mean, they have some real pillow fights left on their schedule. The Titans do not. The Titans obviously have to play the Colts. They have to play the Packers. You know, there are some games in there that are certainly losable for the Tennessee Titans. So you can make the argument that the Titans needed that game a lot more than Baltimore. But they went out there and they took it from Baltimore. How concerned are you about the Ravens, and why do they look so bad?
Yeah, I mean, I'm massively concerned for the Ravens at this point. And, you know, I think what you see at this right now at this stage is that it's a one-dimensional offense. And, you know, they mentioned it on some of the shows afterwards, breaking down the film on it, that you know the one or two players are going to involve and you know the plays are going to play. So the question is, can you stop it? And, you know, we're seeing now more and more teams have said, yeah, we can. So the problem is, how do you evolve your offense when you're this deep into the season? There isn't an easy answer, and I'll actually disagree with you a little bit. I mean, they got the Steelers on Thanksgiving, and that's a game the Steelers feel good about. They do have the Browns coming up, and the Browns, while it may not look pretty, right now have a lot to play for too, and you'd never know with the Cowboys. So I think the Ravens are going to miss the playoffs, not because they're not a good football team, but because I believe that by the time it's all said and done, at least one 10-win team will be left out of the playoffs in the AFC, and that looks like it's the Ravens. They may get to 10 wins, and that won't be enough.
What about Titans-Colts, which obviously sets up – I mean, last week's was big. This one now with both teams winning is even bigger, obviously. Who do you like better right now? I mean, Colts have obviously got the leg up. They've got the defense. But who do you like better right now in the South?
That's the toughest part of it because I still stand by it. I don't think Phillip Rivers is all that great. But then, you know, he's got moments in every single game where he looks like it, and I feel like I'm really smart. And then he has these moments where he turns around and he looks like he's just figured it all out. Mm-hmm. So – you know, I'm confused by Phillip Rivers. I'm not confused by the rest of the roster. So the Colts are running hot right now, and, you know, that I can't take anything away from them. The problem for the Titans is they played good against good teams and they played bad against bad teams. So, you know, I look at the Colts as the one outlier on that. That's a good team that went in and just flat-out thumped them. So yep. The Titans, they've got to be desperate for this game. If the Titans don't come out and win this game, now all of a sudden they're clumped in with all of these teams trying to make the wild card, which is not going to be a great situation for them. So I think desperation is reason enough that the Titans can come out and win it, you know, and the Titans are frankly riding high. I mean, they were able to come out in the second half and just do whatever they wanted against Baltimore. So if I'm the Titans, I feel pretty good about it. And the Titans, you know, they've got a nice little run after that where they get the Browns and the Jags. I mean, the Texans, they've got some winnable games left on the forefront. So everything's on the line for this one. I'll take the Titans in it because of that.
You know, obviously it was a very tough result. If you are Marquez Valdez-Scantling, you fumble there late in the game. Colts go on to win it in OT. But he tweets after the game that he's getting death threats. He's getting death threats over a football game. He says, "You people need help. It's actually sick. I'm good. My team got my back." And it got me thinking, man, about this Robert Griffin III tweet randomly from early, I guess late last week, that I really – resonated with, which was that Robert Griffin III said, "Social media has made too many people comfortable with disrespecting people without consequences." I mean, don't you think that's true? Like, people just say whatever they want. They just say whatever, you know, because there are no consequences. You can hide behind, you know, a burner account. You know, you can hide behind an image of Barack Obama. Like, there is no like, these are not things that people would say in real life. But Twitter has given, unfortunately, these people oxygen.
Well, and so there's a couple layers to this. A, you're 1,000% right. B, I understand that everybody has the right to speak their mind, and freedom of speech is something that people commonly reference. But with that comes a responsibility in the speech that you're using. And, you know, my own personal experience, I can tell you, you know, some people may remember, and in Memphis most won't know, but my first show was on ESPNU with Mike Golic Jr. and Elika Sadeghi, and it was my first ever show with ESPN and my first ever world in college football. And I don't have a favorite college football team, as you guys know. So I was covering Lamar Jackson that year with Louisville, and we were talking about it every week on the show. And Clemson fans took that as some sort of indication that I hated Clemson, and it became a real thing. So I made a joke about a donut celebration they had one game. And literally, my joke was, I don't like Krispy Kremes. I prefer Dunkin' Donuts. That was my hot take. But Clemson fans took it as tremendous disrespect. And before you know it, quite literally, they were tweeting that they hope my wife gets raped and murdered. And I went off on air on Clemson. And it's still something that Clemson fans viral. They bring it up every time they win games. And it's funny to me because the fact is Twitter has a hand in all of this. Like, Twitter is a very loud minority of people that feel that they have the power to say whatever they want, however they want. And Twitter could stop it simply by forcing every single person that registers with an account to register with some sort of a credit card that allows for their address. And, if they did that, if they forced people to actually be real on Twitter, it would kill their numbers. I think a lot of bots would go away, and that would be bad for their business. But B, it would force accountability. And until that happens, I mean, we live in a world where you're absolutely right. Like, there is never a reason to threaten an athlete's life because of a play in a football game. Just like there's not a reason to go up to your mailman and threaten that they should get murdered because you didn't get your Christmas package on time. Let's all have a little bit of reason in how we approach human beings. And it's the great failing of social media is that a group of people have decided that they deserve the right to say whatever they want. And unfortunately, the companies that run those entities are doing nothing to stop it.
Sticking with Clemson, did Dabo have a right to be frustrated and then take it too far? How do you sort of square that, Fitzy, in terms of him saying Florida State used it as an excuse not to play?
Well, I mean, I think that's just gross by Dabo. I mean, the fact is they let somebody on their flight that they knew had a COVID issue, right? So the minute that happened, and he's right, there are protocols in place and they had enough healthy linemen. But any time a team comes in and says, wait, there's been a positive test, even if you find out after the flight, hey, there's been a positive test, that's reason enough for everybody to say, hey, we're not going to put kids at risk. And that's what these are. These are not paid athletes. They're kids. And for somebody that makes the obscene money that a head coach makes in college football to then turn around and say $300,000 worth of travel expenses is a lot, and Florida State should have to eat that cost. I mean, that just feels disingenuous at best. You're basically saying that $300,000 is the price tag you feel that Florida State should be willing to accept to put their entire roster and their school at risk. And that's just – it's a dumb look by Dabo, a person that I respect the heck out of, but it is a dumb look by Coach to come out and say that. And frankly, I hope Florida State doesn't let it go, and I hope the media doesn't let it go just because Dabo comes across as a very likable person.
We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitch. Catch him on Spain and Fitch on Twitter at Jason Fitz. Already, we just had this announcement come on Twitter earlier today. Ole Miss has canceled their game against Memphis this college basketball season due to COVID-19 and contact tracing. And I bring that up because college basketball starts on Wednesday, Fitz. Like, it's here. Yet it feels like it's not going to be, or maybe it's just going to be so sloppy and so disjointed that we limp to a March Madness, and that's really the ultimate goal. How do you see the college basketball season going? Do you think that, listen, NBA figured it out. Major League Baseball had a choppy start, but they finished the season. NFL has not really had any problems to speak of in several weeks now. College basketball going to be able to put something together closely resembling a season, or is it just going to be a disaster?
No, I think it's a disaster. And I hate saying that because you guys know how much I love the sport. But, we had Myra Metcalf on Spain and Fitz last week, and it actually blew my mind. Like, I've been in so heavy in college football mode, I haven't paid enough attention to some of the constraints on it. And as he pointed out, for many of these schools, one positive test will be enough to force the school to shut down all basketball for 3 weeks. And so you start thinking about it. They've already changed the limited number of games. So you have to play at least 13 games to qualify for the tournament. But if you don't play 13 games because of COVID, you can still file for a waiver. So you can have a team play 3 games trying to get into the tournament. And it blew my mind when Myron was telling us in California, for example, every single player, there can't be more than 6 kids in the gym at once. They have to be socially distanced. They have to use their own basketball to shoot to their own hoop, and they have to use their own sanitizer, and they can never pass the ball from one to another. So every kid that's playing in California right now, if they actually go play a game, will be doing something they haven't done at all in preparation the first time they make a pass to a teammate. And you start thinking about those constraints, like, how is it real that we think that there's going to be any viable version of college basketball? And then that doesn't even take out into account the bubble that they want in Indianapolis, which is a great idea, but it also means that if your team goes to the Final Four of the national championship, you could be asking these kids to live in a bubble for upwards of 5 weeks. I mean, that's just stunning, the reversal of what we expected versus what that is now.
Fitzy, you got anybody in your corner like Mark Bartlestein is in Gordon Hayward's corner, the deal that he got from Charlotte? And what's Mike thinking? Like, I'm not hating on Gordon Hayward. Go and get your money. He wasn't going to opt out of that $34 million for nothing. That's a ton of money, though, 120 over four. What's Jordan thinking there? Is that going to put Charlotte over the top?
I'm stunned by it. I mean, I heard Legg say on Greeny last week, and I think he was right. You know, when he opted out of that deal, Legg said, well, he's never going to touch anything close to $34 million, so he must just want to go somewhere where he can be the man, where he can be a star. That's got to be the motivation. So that's what I was expecting.
Right.
Then he goes to Charlotte, and I'm like, okay, well, that fits. Maybe he thinks he'll be the man there. But then you see the money on it, and it makes no sense to me. I mean, Gordon Hayward's not worth that. And I don't care how desperate you are for a player that can, you know, pack an arena. Gordon Hayward's not – that's just bad business. So I can't imagine paying that much money to him particularly, you know, and the rest of the league had to look at it and say, okay, Charlotte, like, good on you. Go do your thing. And to me, that's the most surprising signing we've seen. It's the most surprising moment, and it doesn't make the Charlotte Hornets really that much better or that much more relevant. So I hate it.
Fitz, you are the absolute best in the business,
man.
Have
a great week, brother.
Thanks, as always.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
Yep. He is Jason Fitz, joins us every single week here on the show. Very, very nice of him to do it. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Guys, FanDuel Sportsbook's legal in Tennessee. You should know it by now. You're hearing it from us. So why not take us up on this offer? It's a can't pass up offer. I'm telling you that right now because your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook can be absolutely risk-free. That's up to $1,000 back if you do not win. That's right. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit so you can take another shot on the house. We've said tonight you got the Rams-Buccaneers on Monday Night Football. Buccaneers, a 4.5-point favorite right now. Former Tiger Darrell Henderson as an anytime touchdown scorer is at plus 160 over at FanDuel. He scored 5 times this season. Might not be a bad bet. And listen, if it doesn't hit, you get to go again. That's the best part about FanDuel. Generous risk-free bets like that, just the beginning. They've got a simple, easy-to-use app, live betting on every game, and fun bet types such as same-game parlays that I've told y'all I'm trying to master. Actually hit my first one on John's Raiders last night. How about that? And you're going to get your earnings in as little as 24 hours. I've told you, too, the place I like to roam as a beginner is mostly in those odds boost specials. FanDuel got the best odds boosts and big super boosts of anybody. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with the promo code, if you would, Jay Smith, so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Jay Smith. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Want to hear your home for sale on the radio? This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf. I tell people that as part of my highly successful strategic marketing program, along with the multiple listing service and highly intensive internet exposure, I'll advertise your home on the radio. Here it goes. 115 Palisade near the University of Memphis, under contract. 1106 Oak Ridge near the Dixon Gallery, under contract. In Germantown on Willowbrook and on Old Pike, both under contract. I'm sorry to tease you, but I cannot hardly keep anything in my inventory because I sell them so fast and often with multiple offers. Preparation, presentation, and proper pricing are the secret keys to what I do. Thinking of selling? Talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Call or email me, Sheldon Rosengarten, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Sheldon, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
Looking for a new ride to celebrate the end of 2020? We got it at Gossett Kia's holiday sales event. Command the season and you'll find what you want, need, and love at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. 2020 Kia Forte, $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K K5 $189 per month lease. All 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. And don't miss 2020 Kia K900. We got it at $10,000 off MSRP. You want it? We got it at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. As for Bobby J, he'll put you in a new Kia today.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, LE 242174, MSRP 20,505, sold M77 55682, MSRP 20,315, K5 MG00399, MSRP 25725, K900 MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit offer valid through 11/30/2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, the sounds of great gifts and Black Friday deals are everywhere. Starting now and all week long, get up to 50% off game tables like ping pong, air hockey, and shuffleboard. Up to 25% off Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour apparel and footwear. And up to 50% off bikes and electric ride-on vehicles. Shop at Academy.com and get free shipping on orders over $25 and free curbside pickup. Or get Academy gift cards. Black Friday deals start now at Academy.com and your local Academy store. Exclusions and restrictions apply. While supplies last, see Academy.com for details.
Wednesday.
I'm tired of fighting this battle.
Shamar Moore leads a team of elite SWAT officers.
Me and the rest of this team, we got your back always. You ain't fighting alone.
And their next mission is their toughest yet. Risking their lives.
The only thing I know is that there's an expiration date for all of us doing this job.
For the city of L.A. and each other.
This team, it's family I never had.
Shamar Moore stars in a new SWAT, Wednesday 10, 9 Central on CBS.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
For giving and to celebrate the start of the most joyous time of the year, DraftKings, their America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all players the opportunity to cash in on a no-brainer this Thanksgiving. DraftKings is giving you the chance to double your money if either Baltimore or Pittsburgh score a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes for you to double your money is one touchdown. That's it. Just one score. I think even Baltimore can do that. All you have to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WMFS when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you the chance to double your money if either Pittsburgh or Baltimore score a touchdown in Thursday night's game. That's right. All it takes is one touchdown, and you double your money when you use promo code WMFS during sign-up. For a limited time only, the DraftKings Sportsbook must be 21 or older, Tennessee only, bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, they want help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. It is the season of giving. Thanksgiving is on Thursday, Jason. And I got to tell you, obviously, this is a much different Thanksgiving than we are used to. I am just going to have a very small, intimate deal. Me and Sam are probably going to go to my mom's house, and it'll be my mom and my brother and his girlfriend, and then me and Sam. And that will be the day.
I'm Fauci looking at you.
You can do five, right? I mean,
I'm just kidding around.
Mostly my household.
It doesn't need to grow any more than that.
No,
does
it? I said, hey, I'm not doing any more than five. Five is the limit here. But it sort of got me thinking, you know, I am not a big Thanksgiving guy because I'm a picky eater.
You've said on this air you hate Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I don't enjoy it, right? But But because I don't do what are the staples? I don't do the dressing. I don't do the cranberries. You know, I don't do the most of the Thanksgiving, you know, palate.
What, you just like give me a hot dog?
Well, the turkey. I'll just eat the turkey, and that's about it, man. With like maybe like a, you know, a little Hawaiian roll.
Who doesn't get up fired about Thanksgiving turkey?
Well, turkey's not that great. It's pretty dry. You like turkey?
Well, it's because you're not doing it with those cranberries, John.
Well, my mom asked me, what do you want for Thanksgiving this year? Like, what do you have any, like, special requests? I said, you know what?
Well, you got a good one.
I'm 30 years old. It's time for me to make my request. It's time for me to put my foot down and get what I want.
Yeah, like tigers at a tiger at the Masters dinner.
Yeah.
You get to have your own.
Yeah.
So what'd you
tell
them?
I said, you know, for 29 years, I've just been doing it everybody else's way. You know, I've been saying, yeah.
Dry turkey.
I'll have that tired, dry turkey. I'll take a nap. I'll maybe have some mashed potatoes.
Don't worry about the Martin turkey and that household. I think you need some juicy turkey.
But I said, I want some fried chicken. I said, I know it's not a traditional, dish on Thanksgiving, but I want some fried chicken. And so, yes, I think we should absolutely. And maybe Gary has petitioned to do this as well. But fried chicken should absolutely be an acceptable dish, main dish, entree on Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, you can go a range, especially on spaghetti, fried chicken, all that, in addition to a turkey. In a lot of some cases, you'll have a ham. You'll have all of it.
Ham.
To throw fried chicken on there, and that's not some big, you know, controversial. Your mom probably be happy to do that for you.
But it's just not. It's just
it's not traditional,
right.
I guess. But many households will have all the meats, John. Every meat to
choose
from.
What will your household have, Jason?
No, we're doing like I don't want my wife to slave this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've been through a lot in 2020. The whole country has, and so my thought was, okay, Jason, we'll just take care of it. Just go get something for it. Bring it back to the family. It's going to be a smaller gathering. And I'm assuming it's this way for most families. It's going to be a smaller gathering than usual. Don't have to just go all out and have my wife cook for, you know, 7-8 hours, some humongous, when it's not going to be that. We're not going to have a ton of family in, just her sisters coming in, and it's going to be a very small deal. And Jason going to take care of it, going to get a little Corky's fried turkey or something like that. Yeah. I want to do it like an exquisite, like a barbecue turkey.
Man.
A barbecue, fried barbecue is what it sounds like it's going to be. Coming from Corky's.
You're really moving on up, man.
I don't know if it's moving up.
Yeah.
Well, what it's going to do is make it easy on my wife where we can just focus on the things that we're grateful for to get through this year. Frankly, we got our health, all that stuff. I mean, it's more than ever a time to be that, right? To look at what you're grateful for because, my gosh, I mean, look at the year that we've been through. And so we'll get a chance to sort of focus on those things rather than having her slaving over a pot for 8-9 hours, I figure. Now it's time for you to step up and you take her off that and have somebody else do it. Just bring it in. So it's like you said, a little bit non-traditional.
Yeah.
Not a little bit, a lot non-traditional this year.
When you think about the perennial Thanksgiving plate, what's on it?
Well, obviously I've got to have some turkey and spaghetti.
Oh, spaghetti. Okay.
Now, I am a cranberry sauce man with my turkey. I don't like to. Because
well, please don't proselytize.
You have a tendency to, like you said, all you think of turkey is dry. Well, and you're getting some bad turkey. You need to get some
turkey is dry.
But if you've got cranberry sauce with it.
All turkey is dry.
Occasionally, you'll run across some dry turkey. You got cranberry sauce with it. No turkey is too dry.
That's not a knock on the chef or the cook. But turkey is implicitly a dry meat.
That's why a lot of people you'll see at home serving cranberry sauce with it. I've always been a mashed potatoes guy.
Oh.
It's got to be a fan. It's a staple, clearly.
Yes.
And whoever does my mashed potatoes, it's got to be fantastic. That's a staple, clearly.
So spaghetti, mashed potatoes, turkey, cranberry sauce.
And I get flagged for this when I say it because how can you be from the South and, you know, essentially I am, and not like dressing. I'm more of a stuffing man than a dressing man. Dressing can get bland depending upon what area of Memphis that you're in. And some folks overdo it. Now, some folks, they want to put, you know, drop some sausage in there. That can get real good.
Okay.
You can get some good. But some dressing, you'll get just bland. I'm more of a stuffing man because I think your tendency to run into bad, a lot less tendency to run into bad stuffing than there is you can run into some bad dressing. People can get dressing wrong, man.
Yeah.
And if you get one of them experiences, you won't want it again.
Now, when you were growing up, right, because this is actually something I'm very interested in, you are a biracial man.
You continue to hold that mirror up in my face.
Yes.
Yes.
How was Thanksgiving handled? Like, was it the white side of the family, or did you just avoid them on that particular day and you got up with them at Christmas?
Oh no, my mom was you know, different. Most Thanksgivings, big spread.
Yep.
On my dad's side would be bigger spread.
Yeah.
So my mom's a little bit more, okay, are we doing this? I'd go over to my dad's side, and there's a ham, and there's a turkey, and there's maybe even some fried chicken. It's done a little bit bigger. With her, it's like, oh, we're going to do the turkey, and we're going to do the dressing and the stuffing and all that, and it's just kind of what you're used to. You know, it's kind of the stuff that you grew up with. When I get over to Missouri up there, they're literally every kind of food you can imagine is there. So I guess the difference is how expansive Thanksgiving meals can be on the black side.
Yes.
Now, again, there's exceptions in every room.
For sure.
You have some on the white. But that was sort of the difference. So my mom wasn't, oh, I didn't know we had chitterlings for Thanksgiving. Thanks, Graham. It's kind of how it was. And you'll see black folks do chitterlings on Thanksgiving.
Right.
My mom had no clue that chitterlings would be part of a Thanksgiving meal.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. But you'll have everything on that black side.
Everything's
so that's kind of how it went. And my mom would try it and, oh, not for me.
The chitlins.
And it was that. I guess it's my white mom that really got me into, nah.
Why are you making your mom sound British, man?
But I know plenty of black folks that won't eat chitlins. My wife just not included. She loves her chitlins. And if she had it her way, she would have it on the menu for this week. But her husband puts his foot down. That's the one thing that not in my home. Because, again, it's not so much the chitlins when you first.
It's the smell, right?
It's the smell. And then you're going to reheat them.
Ooh.
In that microwave.
No, no,
and then
no.
Everything, the next seven things you microwave.
No, no.
In that, right after those chitlins, going to smell like the chitlins. You know, have the pepperoni pizza that you're reheating smelling like chitlins.
Yeah.
So that's why I forbid it.
Yeah, well, I endorse this move. I've never had chitlins, nor do I plan to. And that's like a torture device as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, thanks for.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.